It's 12:11 and the kids are at home. Snow is piled high outside and Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's tomorrow, the day to show that someone's special, how much you care.
Can we use the snow as an excuse?
No excuses,
Okay.
And it isn't too late to wow someone. If you think you might have run out of time, you haven't. Joining us with some great last-minute and different ideas for Valentine's Day, Nikki Nellis from thelistareyouonit.com and Foodie and the Beast on our sister station, 1500 AM. Hey, Nikki, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm snowed in here, but
yeah.
That's given me lots of time to look at all the different and fun activities that you can do with your Valentine this Valentine's Day. I like the idea of doing something different. I know lots of people like to go out and just do dinner or something like that, but I think you can put together an experience, and that just shows that you took the time to think of something really special. So the first one I want to tell you guys about is get couples cooking together. L'Académie de Cuisine does an annual Valentine's Day cooking class that's sold out, like, right away because it's such a good thing to do. So they just opened two more classes that are going to be offered on Saturday, the 15th. So even if you do get snowed in tomorrow, that's a great thing to do. It's totally fun. There's cooking and wine, and you sit down for dinner afterwards. Such a fun way to do something together.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, all of February is couples month at L'Académie de Cuisine. So if you buy any two seats in any class, you receive $20 off your entire purchase.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Now, I love this idea. Bethesda's Art Walk is tomorrow night, and as of this moment, it is still on. And they do this the second Tuesday of every month. And you really just get to walk around Bethesda. There's several really wonderful art galleries and studios there. And in fact, a new one just opened called Studio B. And they carry things like paintings and sculptures and photography and pottery and lots of mixed media. And it's just really nice to walk around Bethesda Row. All the galleries host little receptions with something to drink, maybe something to snack on. And you get to look at art, maybe buy some art, maybe you'll find something you really like. It's just a nice way to do something together
mm-hmm.
and do something completely different. Now, a number of my favorite restaurants are just simply offering their regular menus. And I like this because you're not stuck just getting a specific menu laid out. So, you know, you could certainly take me for pastas at the new Alba Osteria or maybe Osteria Marini, get me some pizzas at Graffiato. You can absolutely make me happy with a seafood tower and some bubbles at Le Diplomat. And, of course, I'd be more than happy digging into one of the glorious steaks at Bourbon Steak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, several restaurants that don't usually offer reservations right now are taking them, such as Hank's Oyster Bar, Estadio, and Pearl Dive. So if you haven't had a chance to go to those restaurants because you don't want to wait online, here's your opportunity. Now, I like this for the family. DGS Delicatessen is celebrating Valentine's Day with an all-you-can-eat extravaganza. So for just $30, you and your loved one or all your loved ones can dive into platters of pastrami and corned beef and house-made spicy sausage. And they're going to have all these, like, bottomless sides, like potato pancake and pickles and chopped liver.
Yum.
So I just think that's, like, a fun, like, smorgasbord of food and just a fun way to all, like, eat together for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Wow, great tips. Thanks, Nikki. So nice. Yum. And, of course, Nikki is from thelistareyouonit.com. And she can also be heard on Sundays, Foodie and the Beast on our sister station. And we've got all the information at WTOP.com.
So nice to hear at this 11th hour, there are still some options.
Yes.
For the procrastinators.
That's right.
12:14.